Okay, I'd like to speak about Hanukkah, which is to a certain degree a favorite Yom Tov, so to speak. So I'd like to just spend a couple of minutes on some halachas. I think the halachas are fairly well known. I made a list of 7 halachas that I think are not well known, at least not by everybody, and I'd like to share them with you. First of all, there's no chiyuv to sit by the menorah for 30 minutes or 3 minutes or any minutes. It's a nice thing to do. It's a very nice thing to do, and I would encourage somebody to do it. But I don't know why people think there's a chiyuv to sit by the menorah. People have to go to a wedding or something. So I tell them, light and go. If you're lighting by a window, you're lighting a place where it can be seen by somebody. It has to be visible to someone for 30 minutes. But there's no chiyuv to be by the menorah, no chiyuv to be in the house, no chiyuv to be in the same town. You can get on a bus and go out of town. There's no such halacha. If you light in a place where it's visible to some people.
If you don't light by a window, then you
should have if you light on the table, so somebody has to be home. You don't have to sit there either. You can be out of the business. What? If you light by a window, so it's visible, it can be seen for the 30 minutes. Well, we try to lighten the place that has the most prasuminisa. Whatever has the most prasuminisa, it says ikra prasuminisa in Chevesa. But you have to lighten the place where people can see it for the 30 minutes, where they may see it. Number two, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no mitzvah to have the oil burn more than 30 minutes after the zman. If you light early, you have to let it burn. But the mitzvah is 30 minutes after the zman, and that's it. The Mishnah Berurah says this in a couple of places. He says, Lashon is ein shum mitzvah. That's his language, a very strong language. It's in Mishnah Berurah, in Tafresh Ayin Beis of Katan Vav. Af is benenu tzara shir zeh, the 30 minutes. Avalam noisim b'shem en harbe, shiad l'chayser, ein b'shum mitzvah. Shmur's Lashon ain't by Shum Mitzvah more than 30 minutes. And he says it again later when he talks about the minig that the leftover oil is Hitzel Mitzvasai, and you shouldn't use it for Tvarim Shalchal. He says it's only if it didn't burn 30 minutes. If it burned 30 minutes, the leftover oil is regular Cholin. That this whole idea that the leftover oil, Yasim Midur Bifnei Atzmai, is only if it went out in the 30 minutes. Another surprise is that there's no mitzvah at all to light in the street, not by somebody's home, let's say in Times Square or in Prospect Park, where they have public menorah lightings. If someone makes a bracha on such a lighting, it's a bracha levatala. There's no mitzvah to light a menorah except for a person in his home. Person in his home. What? Or a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah. So that's where you live. You achia, mokem achila. Somebody who doesn't have eats in the dining room can't lie in the dining room. What? It says no mitzvah. It's a Beis HaKnesses, then you can lie there. But otherwise, there's no mitzvah stamazai to lie. This is what Lubavitch does. They do it as a cultural thing. They don't do it. I don't know if they make a bracha. If they give a prior person to make the bracha, that's okay, because his bracha is not a bracha anyway. Someone who doesn't believe in Hashem, you don't say, I'll make his bracha. It's not a bracha. So if there's no chiyah bracha, and you have someone who makes a bracha whose bracha is not a bracha, so it's even. You have two reasons not to say, I'll make. But that's halacha. I'm not telling you that for a political thing, it's just halacha. Similarly, there's no mitzvah to light in someone else's home. To light in this thing that they have, that families get together and everyone lights in one home, is a toas against brachas levatala. The mitzvah to light in your home. There's no mitzvah to light in somebody else's home. Even though you could light in a dining room, it's a dining room where you normally eat. If you're visiting someone, so the rule is the following. If you're in the same city, you have to go home to light. If there will cause shalom bias issues, people get upset, so you light when you come home later that night. If you're outside of your city, and you're staying somewhere, so if you're staying somewhere, that's your home for that time. So then you light. But just like there's no mitzvah to light in the street, on Prospect Park, there's no mitzvah to light in somebody else's home. A number of years ago, there was a yeshiva chasna in Baltimore on Sunday of Hanukkah, and the bus was leaving like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock to go to the chasna. And Rav Palm told everyone, when you come back at night, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., then you light then. Lighting in a chasna hall is also not a kiyum mitzvah. Lighting in a chasna hall is you don't live in the chasna hall. So, Pashas is not a kiyum mitzvah. If you stay somewhere for Shabbos, you can light Matzah Shabbos too, because you already have it. Yeah, but you can light. If you go someplace on Shabbos, if you go someplace 2 blocks away from you, you have to go home to light. But if you go elsewhere, if you go a distance away, once you light on Shabbos, it becomes your dira, you can light Matzah Shabbos too. This man is yours. So if it's close by that you can still go home, you should go home. Somebody is... lives on, I don't know, he's 22nd Street. He's going to parents-in-laws to live on Ocean Parkway. So he should go home. He should light at home, even though he's going for Shabbos. But if you're going far away, that it's not doable to get back and forth, then you light where you go. The meaning of no work for ladies... it's interesting that there's such a minute that while the menorah is lit, women don't do work. So the first year I was married, I lived in Borough Park near Rav Moshe Bick, that's a point of the bracha. So I asked him if my wife could cook during the time the menorah is lit, during that half hour. So Rav Bick was very sharp. So Rav Bick says to me, he looks at me, he says, "Nachelagif from Yom Tif is this?" Says, "You're making it holier than Yom Tif? And Yom Tif, you're allowed to cook." So he said, "Minig, ladies have a minig, they don't do malacha during the time the menorah is lit." So cooking, you can't cook. Even on Yom Tif, you can cook. You can certainly cook then. So I'm not sure then what ladies don't do. So they don't do sewing or sponge.
Laundry,
okay. So they don't do it for half an hour. So what? No, you can do it during that time. Now, the biggest chiddush of these few things I'm telling you is that it's not poshut that prasume nisa is ma'akev in halakas menorah. In other words, if you're in a place where if you light the menorah, nobody will see it, guaranteed. You're in a place, you're stuck somewhere, and if you don't light the menorah, you guarantee no one will see it. Nobody, no Jew, no guy, you can clear a guy counts, but nobody will see it. You're in a place, you come home, you went to that wedding, you're supposed to come home 1, you came home 4 in the morning, there's nobody there. So the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, if prasume nisa is ma'akev, it sounds like a joke, Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, if prasume nisa is ma'akev and adlokas neiris. The Mishnah Berurah is in the Sharet Tzion, in Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. Sorry, in Tav Resh. In Tav Resh Ayin Beis, Sharet Tzion Yud Zayin. He says, Goyim count. But in the Gris Meisha, Chelik Dalit, Simen Kofei, he says la halacha that you don't need some is not ma'akev. You can make a bracha even without some is. Mishnah Berurah is mesupik. Well, he says you could. Rav Meisha says you should. It's not makif prasuminisus. That means if you don't have prasuminisus, it's not makif. You yetzer mitzvah anyway. What? Oh, so that's a strange thing. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you come home late at night, so I'll tell you what will bother me here about the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. He says, in Bala Beis Kaidim Alayis HaShachar, if you turn home and it's very, very late, it's almost morning, Umatza B'nei Beisai, and you find that people in your house, Yishenim, are sleeping, Min HaNochem Shiyakit Seng, Kdei Shiyuchel Lahadik B'Bracha. You should wake them up, so it'll be Pesuminisa, so you can make a bracha when you light. Mishnah Berurah says, you avoid the shayla, you should wake somebody up. So, okay, Mishnah Berurah says you should wake them up. I is stealing their sleep, so I guess there's an umdina that they don't mind. But I don't understand, why should you wake up more than one person? Mishnah Berurah says, you should wake them up. And Sharatzin, he says, Yokitz Beza Gimel Mehem, Yadlik. Why should you wake up Beza Gimel Mehem? They're sleeping. You need Pesuminisa, so wake up one. What's Beza Gimel Mehem? It's very hard to understand. What? They'll be jealous that I woke him and not him.
In case one of them falls back asleep.
I don't know.
In case you or one of them leaves.
So then you wake somebody up if you fall back asleep.
Something happens.
Well, you have to wake up two or three of them.
Of course.
Okay.
They only have to be up for that long. As long as it's possible, they'll be up after. All right, so these are, I guess, the seven halachas that I jotted down. And I think mostly everything else people are familiar with, people know, and everything else is stump tumbling, whatever. People tumble is nice. It's a tumble about the learning. But I will tell you that when I was in the dorm, all the years I was in the dorm, I always lived at my home, not here in the yeshiva, because my home was a 10-minute walk from here. But it's not so posh to light in the yeshiva in the dining room. I'm not saying chas shalom that yet. All the yeshivas are dying that way. I know Rav Yosef writes, you're familiar? He writes that in the yeshivas, people, if they can, they should all go home to light, because in the yeshiva dining room it's not so posh that it's your dira. Certainly in the people that don't eat there too often.
In the dorms again.
I did light once I had a chasna and I lit there, but otherwise I never and even when I was dorming I never lit. Okay.
Isn't it considered to where someone says something about three people, or maybe they're in public center?
But you have to light in the place that's miyachid to you. What do you need three people? No, you don't need three people. Why three people? Why two or three people? Yeah, but here's no mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to publicize. Your mitzvah is to the person Chazal said. You don't have to do more than that. The last chiddush I have, like I said, I jotted down seven. I think I told you six. The last chiddush I jotted down was that there's no chiyuv to leave seder early to go light the menorah. Zman hazeh, ikar pasuminisus l'anshei beisa. You don't need the first half hour. And Kolshkein in New York, where there are just as many people in the street, probably more people in the street at 7 o'clock than at 5 o'clock. And Kolshkein of a Kolshkein, where everybody is working, is not leaving work early to go light at home down by the Zman. So it's a very strange thing that the yeshivas, maybe guys just need a break, you know, so maybe people want to start night aid early, so maybe they get to start night aid early, I'm not sure what it is, but there's certainly no chiyuv to go. Right, so these are, I think there's seven no's that I jotted down, that people, I think, more or less are not aware of. The rest of the halakhas people are aware of. Now people always ask me, what's the best time to light? Let's say you're home. What's the best time to light? So that depends on whether you're naig, like the Gra, that Laila starts after Shkia, or you're naig, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Laila starts, whatever you're naig, 50 or 60 minutes, or something, 2 minutes later. They're both solid minhagim and klal Yisrael, and many people don't even know what they're naig, which is the stira. You should be naig one or the other. You can't daven mincha half an hour after Shkia one day, And then the next day, Davin and Amarev, that's right after Shia. So one day Davin Mecha late, and the other day Davin and Amarev earlier. It's not a proper Hanhaga. You have to decide, Idi and Naig, like the Minig of Ashkenaz, which was always like the Grah, and the Mishnah Berurah has to be Naig that way, or the Minig of Sfarad, which is like Rabbeinu Tam, which rather the Ramah also held of, even though it was Ashkenaz. But whichever you hold. Now, what? Well, Fidai Rises, you have to be Mach for both. That's for sure. You say Shema over. But let's say I'm Naig. We come from a family of Nusach Ashkenaz, so I'm personally Naig. That if it would be Shkia, starts Bein Hashmashes. It would be 10 minutes after Shkia, I wouldn't daven Mincha. I'd daven two Maribs. Because I'm Naig, like the Mishnah Berurah, that Laila starts, Bein Hashmashes starts by Shkia, and it ends someplace between 10 to 30 minutes later. So for some reason I missed Mincha and it was 13 minutes after Shkia, I would daven two Maribs. Others are Naig that they daven Mincha 50 minutes after Shkia. Okay, you can be Naig that way, you can be Naig like Rabbeinu Tam. But you see, I'm Naig like the Grah, so I can daven Marib right after Shkia. Somebody who's Naig like Rabbeinu Tam can daven Mincha after Shkia, but you can't daven Marib, you can't take both Minhagim that contradict each other. You don't have to wait 72, and Bishas Atchak, you're allowed to daven for Pag one day. But as a routine, you don't have to wait 72. In New York, it's probably, Ramayshal's 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam's man. But whatever number it is, that's, for the Rises, you have to be machmir both ways. But for the Rabbanans, like this man of davening, you should know that if you daven Michi after Shkia, you have no business making early Shabbos in the summer. Because you can make early Shabbos up to an hour and a quarter Shoyz Maniyais, which is about 90 minutes before nightfall. New York nightfall is 8:30. So plug, you have 7 o'clock Minyanim. If you all like Rabbeinu Tam, you can't daven 7 o'clock. Because that's based on 90 minutes before Shkia. So you don't even know you like the Grah, Shkia is 8:30. So you go back 90 minutes, which is an hour and a quarter Shoyz Maniyais in the summer, and you cannot make an early Shabbos. But if you hold Rabbeinu Tam, so let's say like 50 minutes. So if Shkia is 8:30, 9:20 is Laila. Do an hour and a half back from 9:20, so you get 10 to 8. You don't get a whole lot earlier that you could have an early Shabbos. It's a stira. Somebody's not like the Grah. Someone's like the Mishnah Berurah can make it. The Rebbes don't. The real Chassidim, the ones that have Rebbes, they don't make early Shabbos. The only Chassidim that make early Shabbos, the ones that don't have Rebbes, they don't have Minhagim. They're just the Chassidim, but they're not following a specific, they're not Satmar and not Bavit, and so they do what they want, so they daven. Okay, I'd like to share with you a thought about Chanukah and about the Chashivas of what Chanukah is about, and maybe a little bit of an eon. I'd like to add to a thought that I'd once seen, I don't know how much of it I saw and how much of it I said, but I'd like to get to a point by starting from an overall view of the Yom Kippur. As you know, there are Sholish Regalim in a year, there's Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and there's Chanukah and Purim, we have 7 Yom Kippur every year. There are 7 Mashkim, there are 7 liquids that are Choshev enough to be Mashal Kabbal Tumah. That was the symbol for the 7 Mashkim. Ziyad Shachatam, you should all know that. There's 7 liquids that Chazal called Choshev enough to be Machshel Kabbal Tumah. The 7 Mashkim correspond to the 7 Yamim Tovim, and without a daichik, it's just very simple. The 7 Mashkim correspond, Yad Shachatam. Yayin is Purim, Dalet is Devash is Rosh Hashanah, Shin is Shemen, Chanukah, Ches Cholov is Shavuos, Tal, we bench Tal, Pesach, and Dam, well the Mem is Mayim, we bench Geshem and Sukkis, and the Dal, Dam is Yom Kippur. The Yerata says that the Shemismaita, the Dam should be a Kapar. So in this idea, there's an insight. The insight is that of all these 7 Mashkin, the 2 that Hashem doesn't create in the Bria, ready to use, are oil and wine. Oil and wine, the person has to make. You can't just take an olive and squeeze oil. You have to prepare the olive. and you get proper shemen or proper wine. It takes time. The other ones, they come in the briyat halav, my geshem and dam, the cholav and dvash. These things pretty much come in the briyat, and the other two don't. Now those two are keneged the rabbanan dikiyam and taivin. Right, they keneged Chanukah and Purim, because Chanukah and Purim also didn't come into the briyat by themselves. They come into the briyat through cholav. You squeeze the thing, you get cholav. You don't get wine by squeezing it. Great. You don't get wine, you have to age the wine. There are other sevens, and the question is how many of them fit smoothly. Some of them do, but the seven Yamim Tovim fit well. For example, we have the seven, what we call the seven of Shpizen. It's actually the seven Raye Klai Yisrael, the founders of Klai Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And also it fits very smoothly to the seven Yom HaTayvim. Avraham is looking, Yaakov, it already says, in Rishayim, that Avraham is Keneged Pesach. We find him with the Karban Pesach. And Yitzchak is Shavuos, Pachad Yitzchak. And Yaakov also Sukkos. Yaakov, are you familiar with this idea? This is not my thing. This says in Kadmainim. And the others also fit well. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kimu v'Kivlu is a Kabbalah Satayr, was Purim. Aaron, that everybody knows, right? Aaron is the Benayra, it's Chanukah, right? The Ramban says in Baal Yitzchak. Aaron was also the Chashmonoim, the Bnei Aaron. And Yosef is which Yamtif? Close. You say it in the Siddur, once a week you say it. Right? You say it in the Siddur. You talk about Yosef, what do you talk about Yosef in the Siddur? Does anybody else know? Okay, the Yom of Yom Chamishi, that's the Makar. How do we know that Rosh Hashanah is it says Tikru b'chay d'shefer b'kes v'yom chageinu, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. It says Eidus b'yosef samay b'tzeis el'es mitzrayim el'es mitzrayim. Yosef went out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. And David is Yom Kippur. It says about David, Ashrei hagever hukam oil, that David was making the Eila shel tshuva. Now, it's not my start to go through all these things that just fit so much. It's a message. That again, the Yom Tovim d'Rabbanan, Moshe and Aaron, they're from the Malam de Torah L'Klal Yisrael. They come through Malam de Torah L'Klal Yisrael. There's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, that which comes through hard work. That which comes to working hard, to doing things that don't go easily, has a special chashivas. In the Torah, we find mentioned together the Gancha, Tireshcha, V'Yitzarecha. The three of them mentioned together all the time. Well, give me an example. Say it twice a day. In Shema, when it says that you'll have parnasa, says, you can make parnasa other ways. You can pick apples off the tree. It doesn't have to be dogan to you. What's dogan? Dogan is flour, is wheat. Tiraish is wine. And yitzar is oil. The Torah mentions flour, wheat, and oil as the example always of a parnasa. The gan chedash of yitzar yitzarecha. Mitzvah is truma. Truma is a maestris. Minat Torah. According to Rashi and Taisus, whenever you learn Gemara, both Rashi and Taisus hold that it's only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. All other Chumas and Maises are Drabanans. Same thing on the Mizbeach. What are we makriv that grows? Only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. Menachis have flour and they have oil, and Nesachim have wine. There's nothing else. There's nothing else that grows that you bring. The Torah gives a chashivas to God's Chatira Shuv Yitzarecha. What's unusual about those three things? An apple you can pick off a tree. It takes time, you gotta plant it, let it grow. But once it grows, it's there, it's done. Pick an apple off a tree, you have an apple. The things that require the most work to produce are Dagon, Tiresh, and Yitzar. You grow wheat, you don't have flour. It takes a long time till you get flour out of wheat. You have to take the wheat, you have to, besides that, you have to cut it, and you have to separate the chaff and winnow it. But even then, a kernel is not ready. You can't grind a kernel the way it grows. It has to be dried. It has to be left in the sun to dry. Otherwise, you can't make flour out of it. By Hilchos Shabbos, we have Yud Aleph Malachas Shevapas. 11 malachas till you get bread. Other places it's counted as 10 malachas. It says when you 10 mitzvah Shevapas. It says when you make hamotzi on Shabbos, you should hold the bread with your 10 fingers. Remez to the 10 mitzvahs that are involved till you get to bread. And wine, the same thing. Tiroshcha, wine. You don't just get wine. You can't just pick a grape and squeeze out and get wine. You get grape juice. So you can make wine is a process. And the same thing with oil. Even though everyone thinks you just, like an orange, you just pick an olive and you squeeze oil. I guess you could squeeze some oil, but that's not how you make olive oil. Right? The Gemara talks about the fact that they have to let they pile up the olives. And they have to let it get mushy, right? You put an apple in the fridge and you come back after the summer, it's mushy, right? By olives, they do that. You get more oil. The Gemara talks about turning it over. If you don't turn it over, it's a hefsid. It talks about doing a chamayin. To make oil is a big avayin until you make oil. To make shemen zayin zach certainly is a big avayin. The gancha tirosh of yitzarecha achoshuv. Because they take work. And we're talking now about mili di alma. We're talking about, we're not even talking about tayru. We're talking about work in a person's parnasa. It has a chashibis because it requires work. Something that requires work has its own chashivas. These things have their own bracha. Bread has its own bracha. Wine has its own bracha. Oils is the first gemara in Ketzim of Arachim. After the first omen and a half says, how do you know you make brachas? And then it says, what about oil? Why isn't there a special bracha for oil? So gemara says, because oil by itself is not something that's helpful to drink. But lemaisa, the gancha tirosh v'tzarecha stand out. From all the things that grow, they stand out to have a chashivas. Why? Because they require work. You should know that somebody who earns an honest living, the work he does is a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. In an Erevin, I think it's on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara talks about the dove that Noah sent out of the teva. He came back with Ali Zayas. He said, "Yay, this is nice. I'm Merurim Kazayas. I'd rather have a Merurim Kazayas now to come unto you." On that Gemara, the Ben Yehuda brings, he says, Maisa, Be'echot Shabal Chacham. A lot of these Maisim, it said that they're really, he himself is the Chacham that they came to, but he doesn't want you to be in the Bavazanusai. See, right, someone came to a Chacham with a complaint. And this is what he says. He says, the man said, I'm a blacksmith. I work very hard. I work by a hot furnace with metal, bending metal all day. I make a tough to make a pernos. My brother is a diamond dealer. He doesn't do much work. He sells 2 stones a day, 3 stones a day, and he's a wealthy, rich man. So he told this Chacham Echad, I don't understand. If it's Chusavis, we both have the same Chusavis. If it's our own Chusin, so he said, I have more, believe me, I have more schusin than him. There's no question. So how could it be? Why does he make early easy parnas and I have to work on? So the Ben Yehuda writes, it's something that the working person should know. He writes, Ata Raya Haskar Ba'ilam Hazeh. You see, he makes more money than you in this world. He said, I see the Haskar Ba'ilam Hazeh. A person who works hard for a parnasa, honestly, there are a lot of mitzvahs tied with the parnasa. There are many avodas tied with the parnasa. Somebody who works hard is schari gadol by the man. It's not, and we don't look to work hard. Everyone wants to have an easier parnasa, kalav in the kia, and you should have time for learning. But nevertheless, there's a chashivas to doing something with an amenus. Naturally, I'm not heading in that direction. I want to talk about learning. In learning, these three things, Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzar, are mentioned in Gemaris as being keys to Chachma. Gemara says about Dagon, it says, Eina hatina kaira abba ve'ima ad shatayim tam Dagon. The child doesn't have Chachma until he eats Dagon. Dagon is a key to the maturity of the child. About wine. See, you have it in next week's parasha in Vayigash. There's an idea of Yayin Yoshan that's Meshav Das Akenim, that wine, besides the Yayin is Yisamach Levav Enosh, that it puts people in a good mood, but it's also Meshav, it's something that that gives wisdom. Oil, so you have the same thing by oil, it says Haraya Shemen Zayis B'chaloyma Yitzap El'chachma. Gemara says it's good for memory. The Gemara in Hari is lists things that are kashlo shikha, things you shouldn't do. And then it says, Shemen Zayis Meshivais. Shemen Zayis gives it back. I know, as a boy, a person who was in his older age was going Sinan. And he went then to the Sklener Rebbe. The Sklener Rebbe told him to have a spoon of oil, olive oil every morning. The Gemara says, it's Meshiva. Whether it helped him or not, debatable. But there's such an idea that oil, these things are keys to Chachma. Why are these things being keys to Chachma? Because in their mashal, the things that require amelus. In the mashal of what they are, the things that require amelus. If a person works on something, he has it. Maisa, Purim, and Chanukah, if you have Levin Rabbanon, Hashem and Zayas and Yayin, things that are this mashal of Chachma, Chanukah specifically, is the Yantuf of Chachma, the Chachmas Yevanis, and the Chachmas Yehudis, which were in conflict. It's the Yantuf of Chachma. The idea of the lesson of Chanukah is the idea of hard work. Of Amelus. It's the idea of Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis Zach requires even more hard work. The mashal of the Shemen Zayis, the mashal of Moshe and Aaron, to these Yamantayvin, is a mashal of the ruchniyistic side of it, having to do with learning. There are a ton of more mishalim in the Olam HaMashava. You know, it says, I don't know how familiar you are with these things, it says that Yavan, in Daniel's dream, you know Daniel had a dream, I don't know if you know. You know who Daniel was. Daniel had a dream of all the Malchusim. In the Malchus, in his dream, Yavan is a Namer, is a leopard. The seventh parak of Daniel. In his dream, Yavan is a leopard, have he asked Kanamer. Yavan is Azus, is the need of Azus. That says everywhere. Kla Yisrael is also Azus. The Gemara says in Be'ed Afrafei, Az Ba'amim is Kla Yisrael. What's the need of Azus? There's a need of Loi Habayshin Loi Meid. That Habayshin doesn't learn. You have to have some Azus to learn. What does that mean? You have to have Azus to learn. In learning, there's some people who come and they sit. They go to the Daf Yomi in the morning, they sit there quietly, and all the words fall on the ears, and they yaitza learning. Azus is somebody who argues about the learning. Someone speaks up, lay a baishim laymei. Somebody who speaks up and says what he thinks and argues, it's a different learning. It's not the same learning. It's a totally different learning. It's a learning that comes from amelus. What does amelus mean? Amelus doesn't mean you to go to Adar and you figure out the answer to Ruki Vegas Kashim. It means you work on what you learn. The mashal of Chachma is a mashal of Azus in a good way, of Lai HaBayish and Laimit. The Malchama between Yavan and Klal Yisrael was this midah of Azus. Chachma's Yavan is a real Chachma. It's a real Chachma. And it was a world till then, a pagan world, till Yavan came, it was all like the Avodah Zarah. And the Greeks came, and they were the first Goyim that showed Chachma. After Lekim Liefes, Chachmas Yavan. The point is that Chanukah is really a celebration of the wisdom of Klal Yisrael, of the Chachma of Klal Yisrael. It's something which, in all its Mishalim, in all their Mishalim, Chanukah is a marshal to hard work in learning. Whether it's the Midah of Azus, Le'ah Baishel Le'ah, whether it's the simin in the oil, whether it's the simin in the seven shpizen, if you work on it, the 7 days of the week also shtim to the seven yamantai. But the point is that all the ramazim of Chanukah you'll see, they're real ramazim, not the gematrias they make up with computers. But the ones that say by Gedalei Olam, they all refer one way or another to working hard on Chochmas HaTorah, to working hard and understanding learning. And that's really the idea of of the Nes Chanukah. The idea of the celebration of Nes Chanukah is it should come from you. It says Chanukah, the only Yomtiv that was not made by Nevi'im. Again, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, Memches Nevi'im, Vishiv and Nevi'is, Amr Lemli Yisrael. Klai Yisrael had the Nevi'im and Nevi'is. And the Gemara says that afterwards, Lehoisifu Aleihem, no, it says about the 48 Nevi'im, Lehoisifu Ela Purim Bilvat. The Nevi'im added Purim. It's the only new thing they added to the Torah. Everything else had Takonis in the Torah. Lehoisifu Ela Purim Bilvat. What's the Kasha? Chanukah. Rashi, yes. Right, in time of Chanukah. So Rashi says Chanukah was after Nevuah ended. Rashi says Nevuah was added al yidei hachachamim, not al yidei hanevi'im. Which means to say that Purim is a Nevi'im to get Yomtiv. It has its Makar Nevi'im. You have a Megillah. Megillah is a time of Nevuah. You could write a Megillah. Chanukah was a time of Chachamim. There were no Nevi'im then. There's no Megillus. Megillus Antiochus has no Kedusha. There's no Megillah for Chanukah. Because it's a Yomtiv that comes through Chacham. It's the same idea in the Sarashi. It's the same idea that really the Nes of Chanukah is a celebration of the Hisgabrus of Chachmas Yisrael. The Yevonim didn't want to burn the Beis HaMikdash down. They weren't the Edom, and they weren't Bavel. They wanted the Beis HaMikdash to run. But they wanted everyone should be Mishubit to Chachmas Yavon, to their Chachma. And the celebration of Chanukah is this Gabrus of Chachmas Yisrael on the Yavonim. That's what the celebration is. Connected to Misyavnim. The Misyavnim are those who embraced Chachmas Yavon. So that really Chanukah, or oil, is a remez to Chachma. It's always a remez to Chachma. Haray Hashem Zayis B'chaloyim Ayitzah B'lachachma. And the idea, the Musash of Chanukah, is wisdom, is Chachma. Is to be able to understand that to be kind of Chachma, you have to work. You have to work hard. Chashmonaim risked their lives. Most of the B'nai Matisyo died in the battles. Only one survived. It requires hard work. And Lamaisa, we don't work hard on our learning. We don't push ourselves in our learning adequately. And we always need breaks. We always need, someone I once read, there's a famous line that Baal HaMashava say that Gehenna and Gan Eden is the same place. For some people it's Gan Eden, for some people it's Gehenna. So someone gave me a marshal. He said, you sit in the basement, you should learn. And you want a coffee. So in this place, you don't have to go to a coffee machine. They bring you the coffee. For some people, that's Gan Eden. They bring you the coffee. For some people, that's Gehenna. You know, I can't go to a coffee machine in the city and learn. You know, like it's the worst thing. But the point is, there isn't a concept of Hamelos B'Torah. There's a concept of working hard. Working hard doesn't mean writing the Shev Shmaitzer. Working hard means applying yourself to something you don't understand. I wish I could find it. I saw once in the Satmar Rebbe's writings, and I once said in the Navi Shir, someone showed it to me somewhere else. It says in Zayar that every Shabbos you should chazi chidushi Torah of that week. Chazal all the chidushi Torah of the week. That's why aren't too many people in shul on Shabbos, right? So the Satmar Rebbe in his drasha, he said, "What's chidushi Torah?" Chidushi Torah is you read a piece of Gemara and you don't understand it, and you work hard, you figure out pshat of the Gemara. So that's chidushi Torah. Chidushi Torah is that you don't understand and you figure out. It has to be what you figure out, what you're thinking. Figure out what Ravina and Ravashi were thinking. Figure out what Rashi and Tosis were thinking. And Melus B'Torah is to come to a point where you understand. So here we are, coming to Chanukah, at the same time we're starting the Sugya of Pesach Pesuach. Pesach Pesuach, you have to work hard to follow the intricacies. But then Chanukah comes. So for many, Chanukah is a time of increased B'tel Torah. You know, that's now it shouldn't be an excuse for first Seder, like second Seder, Mahadrin to life is man. Okay, I understand. But it shouldn't be a time of weakening, it should be a time of strengthening. If you take Chanukah seriously, you take the idea of the Yontif of Chanukah seriously, it's all about Chochmas HaTorah. That's all it's about. It's about Chochmas HaTorah and nothing more. You know, the Menorah, it says, Haraitza lahachin yatsmin. Yatsmin. It says, Midabi shmein yatsmin, Midabi towards Mizrach. If you want, you turn a little to the north. You turn your angle of your body a little bit to the north, and it's like you're davening in the direction of the menorah. All right, so how can you? Yeah, it's been because Yadrin, because you're davening towards the menorah. The menorah is the simon of chachma. The menorah is la'ar. It's the simon of chachma. So at any rate, this is the kuda that I'd like to. I started with seven halachas nobody knows. So I'm ending with a machshava that nobody seems to know either. That really, that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is a time to be mechazik yourself. And Chochmas HaTorah, to increase the quality of the learning. The quality of what you're learning. And if there's any place you should do it, it's Daftes Amad Aleph and Subis, that's for sure. Because Daftes Amad Aleph and Subis is the sugya. I know I said about different sugya maybe, but this is really the sugya, Daftes Amad Aleph. So I hope as Hanukkah comes, we'll have a Hiskaskos. I've written Shabbos to everybody.